What's up, everyone? I'm Dev.Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Laughs, where clients help me complete the challenge of designing a memorable logo in just a moment or laugh at our designs in just a moment. Today's special guest client is none other than me, myself, oh, and Dev. So today's going to be a very special edition of Designing Laughs, where you guys are going to get to know a little bit more about Death and what we do here at Death. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. Well, it being something that's very close and dear to me, it's going to be a little bit different. So we won't be having a icebreaker. However, I am going to be introducing a new segment for the podcast, and I'm going to do so now. So we're going to be also starting to do some Q&A. So if you want to submit your questions to be answered on a podcast, I strongly encourage you all to email informdef@gmail.com. The sooner you do, the sooner we can organize all the information and be able to get prepared for next episodes of the podcast or for future episodes. All right. So with that being said, I'm going to take this moment and read off a couple of questions that I already have. And I look forward to you guys' submissions going forward in the future. Let's see what we got here as far as some questions. Okay. All right. Here's a good question we got here for you. What inspired the creation of Death? Well, what inspired the creation for Death, man, that's kind of a loaded question because I can go on and on. Okay, let's do it this way. Let's start with first and foremost, I'm a graphic designer. We've been doing this for quite some time. I'm not gonna go how many years, but let's just say 10 plus. How about that? All right, so because of that, with the journey of life and just figuring out who I am as far as a designer and where I fit in this whole industry, it's like, you have to take the time to reinvent yourself and figure out what your strengths are and what you want to do and what you don't want to do in the order. And that's what I did. So that's what inspired the creation for Death. Like, I was taking that moment, going through life, just experiencing life and figuring out, is this what I wanted to continue doing? And yes, it is. And I'm not going nowhere. Death is not going nowhere. But here. All right. So, another question. How did Death come up with the name and its branding? Well, we came up with the name for the brand, doing some kind of reverse engineering, if you will. Like, I, normally when it comes to like coming up with a brand name or logo, you pretty much already kind of have something either already in mind, or you brainstorm with a bunch of other people and things of that nature. For this, in particular, brand, Death, I was like, man, this is like really more of a rebranding than me creating something new. It was like I was already a graphic designer doing freelancing and things of that nature, but I didn't want to be continue to keep doing a bunch of different gigs and different things that said I did so many different things, but nothing really stuck to me as far as what I'm about, and really it wasn't structured. So because of that, I created Def as far as this concept of a clear vision for what I want to be known and looked at as far as when it comes to death. And it's a combination of my own personal style, my personal interests, my own personal thoughts and beliefs as far as a human being. And those things are all encompassing the whole look and feel and mission for what death is all about. And the mission statement for death is simply to demonstrate it's to demonstrate clear, concise designs that are not only solution based, but like unique and one of a kind, and from someone that you wouldn't expect, in a nutshell. You know what? I want to take this moment to show you guys something. So I told you I did some reverse engineering. So allow me to break that down a little bit more to you. So when I say reverse engineering, I did like a some you know I first of all, I took down words that I did not want to be associated with, so I could eliminate that off the back of I do not want to be associated with a bunch of certain words, and that's what I did. And then I wrote it down in a notebook, and then I went back into a thought that crossed my mind of an interview that I did with a entrepreneur who at this moment is no longer running their company. However, at the moment, they were very excited. I did an interview with them, and it kind of inspired me to also create this podcast because of that, because all this stuff goes into hand. So this interview, one of the questions I asked was, what makes you death? And it just stuck onto me. And then as I was doing reverse engineering and writing down these words, things that thinking about things that I don't want to be associated with as a graphic designer, death is something that just was in the back of my head. They just came to the front, and it all broke came together. So I started to just immediately started sketching out the feel and look for how I would want that to look. And I've been known to, I guess one could say doodle, or for lack of better words, but been known for doing that over the years. And you know what? I just said, you know what? I gotta get to my roots and just draw this out to see how this is gonna come together. So that's what came. I'm sorry. That's how, excuse me. I'm looking for this drawing. I just passed it back. Oh, here we are. So, that's how I end up coming up with the logo for death. I really did start sketching, and I'm going to show you some of the sketches right now that originally led to the design of death, the logo that you know of now. Don't forget also you can buy the merch. It's also on our website at devinsdeath.design. Click on the shop button and check out our merch. So this was the original sketches that I started coming up with for the concept for death and how to look and feel for it. And then from there, I went into actually going into the, Illustrator, and I actually start designing the actual logo. So, this is a little backstory for you all who all have been wondering, how does this all come together, and what's the meaning behind death, and what's the relationship to death and me, and what's the relationship to death and Designing Laughs. That's what this episode of Designing Laughs is going to be dedicated to. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. I hope you guys are getting some insights that you guys are been at, wondering about. And let's go to the next question. All right, so okay. What advice would Def give to aspiring designers? Well, I would say center yourself around what's going to make you the best. That means finding your tribe of people who are support and really hone in on your craft. Like, you really do have to dedicate your life to this to the degree. You can't just say, oh, I just do this on the side and think that you're gonna make this as a career. I'm gonna let you know that now. If you're a designer, no matter what level you are, whether you're someone in college or you're just starting out as your own entrepreneur, like, you're going to have to be resilient, and you're going to have to really, really, like, buckle down on your craft and be relentless about it. Next question. How can potential clients get in touch with Death? Well, once again, you can contact us at informdeath@gmail.com. So if you do contact us, whether it be regarding inquiries for about your next project, whether it be about how you can be how you can gain more exposure or anything regarding to branding, don't hesitate to, like I said, get in contact with us. But please don't forget to put in the subject matter and the line, what it is that you're regarding to when it comes to contacting us. If you don't put in the subject line, it won't get read. So I'm just letting you know now. We do as much as we can, so please don't hesitate to also reach out, because the sooner you can reach out, the sooner we can respond back. But please be patient with us. We take all inquiries serious, and we do take your time and your patience very kindly. It is appreciated. All right. Let's go to a couple more questions. What motivated you to start Designing Last podcast? I'm sorry. What motivated you to start the Designing Last podcast? Excuse me, y'all. All right. So, I mean, I've always wanted to do a podcast. It's just a matter of timing. It really is a matter of man, it's a process. Nothing comes overnight. I always knew that I wanted to have some kind of different elements in the podcast that reflect some of my personality, while still remaining professional and still showing that we are serious and we're legit business. And we're happy that this is to be here. This is a real thing, and this is out here for the public, for you all to not only consume and enjoy and to learn from, but also to get involved and engage with. So don't forget to subscribe, like, share, and comment. The more you guys do that, it also encourages others to be able to watch, and to us all to be able to grow and learn together and to build. That's what one of the biggest things that we're here for. We're here to build a community. And we can't do it alone. I need your support. So, like, once again, thank you. Let's see. Okay. How do you select topics and guests for each episode? Great question. So, each episode is unique and different to his own. And I not only appreciate every guest, but like, I don't know, I'm excited about every guest that comes on. So, we keep it simple. I know I pray on it, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't, as far as it all comes together, as far as timing, when the episodes can come out and all that kind of stuff. But there's no exact science to it. We thank all the supporters, the guest clients, and those who are frequent, consistent watchers. We thank you once again. All right, so I'm gonna guess ask one last question. I think we asked a lot of questions today. We answered a lot of questions, and it feels good to be able to answer some of these questions. So thank you guys for even answering, sorry, for even listening and asking even questions, because I'm here to try to do my best to be able to answer transparently as possible. Next question says, what are your future plans and goals for the Designing Lasts podcast? All right. So, man, the plans are to really like amp up the number of subscribers and viewers, so that we can, make this a household name, because I feel like this is something that needs to be shared amongst not just your peers or just amongst your family members. No, this needs to be out there for the world to know that death is here to stay. Death is here to be able to motivate and to be able to express and share what you are as well. Like, this is not about how many clients I can get or how many clients can Def get. This is really about us building and being able to show that, we're building a network of people here who are all trying to better themselves and be able to better their business. And I'm just thankful that I'm able to even be able to have the talents and exposure, experience to be able to even be considered helping even a fraction of some of the businesses out there. All right. So I think we did enough of the questions at this time. At this time, I'm going to just transition to the next segment of sorry, next yeah, the next segment of the of podcast. We usually always talk about some questions of, getting to know more about the brand. And I feel like you guys already kind of got that now with some of the questions. So, and even if you've been watching the podcast or even know me at all, you know, at least to know what death is all about. So, I think at this time, I'm going to let you know that we're not going to be doing a challenge today. However, we're still going to be designing, because hey, we're designing labs over here. So, I think today I'm going to focus on something related to a death that I think it needs to be seen a little bit more of. So I think what we're going to do today is we're going to sketch up some ideas for for a flyer. Yeah, let's do a flyer for death promoting Designing Last. So at this time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a timer for about 10 minutes, as usual, how we do on the challenge, except for I'm not going to be sharing a screen. I'm just going to be doing some sketches, coming up with a layout, and then I'm going to present it to you all so you guys can see that I really do design, and you can kind of see a little bit of some of the things that go into when it comes to creating. It's not just getting on the computer and just, coming up with something. No, it's a lot of research. There's a lot of trial and error as well. But I'm going to show you a little bit of a part of the process that normally you haven't seen in the on the podcast, as far as normally we talk and then we go right into the design process, as far as coming up with something right there on the spot. Today I'm really going to, like I said, do some sketches. You're going to look at it, and then afterwards you can even take the moment to vote on what do you want to see fleshed out more. And then what I'll do is I'll go back to it and I'll further work on it in the future for other episodes of the podcast or for other materials. I haven't decided yet, but I definitely will be reviewing what you all like the most and then coming back to it for future. So at this time, let's go ahead and start this timer. All right, so man, timer is starting. Hold on, haven't started it yet. Oh, there we go. Timer started now. All right, let's go, y'all. So, I don't know about you all, but for an ad for Designing Last, right now I'm just starting off with some quick thumbnails. We only got 10 minutes, but that's cool because I'm going to see what exactly I can come up with within the 2 months. So, with the light bulb, I was thinking something like, some kind of interaction with the light bulb. Maybe we can make him like interacting with another one, so you see the relations towards that. It's not just about him, it's about us. And with a call to action saying, join us. Yeah, that could work. Maybe something like, maybe him, like, maybe from a silhouette, like from a side profile view, kind of. Both of them, like they're mirrored. Or let's not even do it with the join us. Let's say, roast us, because that is going to be also another one of the segments. Just to let you guys know, a little heads up, something coming forward in the future for the podcast. What if it's like roast us, and it shows those two looking at each other? Or we could even do something like what Roast by Design. Roast My Design. Oh, yeah, Roast My Design. And it could be like a like a wanted ad or something. Like you get a prize, like a cash prize or something if you if your design, so if your roast is one of a kind or something, maybe. Yeah, that might actually work. Okay, so let's see. And then you can have like some little pull tabs or something. That, yeah. Okay. What about something like, you guys hear me being quiet right now? It's just me thinking. Oh no, let's see. Okay. Okay, well, what about what else can I do? I joined as well as all right, so we got like 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes left, y'all. Okay, let me start doing this in much detail and then let me just draw. What can I do? Let's see. Oh shoot. Got a minute and a half left, y'all. Less than a minute and a half. All right, let's see. All right, it's time. All right, y'all. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and present to you all of the sketches that I came up with. Usually, I like to try to write down little things on here, to give me some kind of insight of what I was thinking about, so I can go refer back to it, see, if it may or may not work, and then I would go back and draw again and see what more I would like, and then keep going until I figure out, okay, this direction is the one I want to go in, and then I start actually creating on the computer. However, these are the images that I came up with. So if you can't see it, please bear with me. So here we go. So we got join us. I was thinking something like along the lines of like maybe like having two faces, silhouettes next to each other showing, that they're working together, maybe having like the logo interacting with another inner logo that in some kind of way. Or we could do something more like the roast us, where it's those two and it's showing us them being roasted more as opposed to joining us. Same kind of concept, but this could be more utilized whereas the playfulness of the show, and then also could be utilized as showing the new segment. So I'm thinking about if I do that, I can have other ads as well that complement the new segments of it, so they could all be cohesive as far as branding goes, as far as a message that these are new segments, and then I could also use that as well to roll out. So that's what I was thinking. And then we got Rose. My design is kind of like a wanted ad, kind of like take a little pull tab, and if you think you got what it takes to be able to design, like or roast the roast design roast a design that you find on the internet or your own design. Actually, I'm not gonna do it. The way it's gonna work is if you design your own, if you have a drawing that you would like to submit. You can submit it to informdef@gmail.com, and what def roast on in the subject line, and if you sign off on the waiver for it to be utilized on the show, we'll be put it up on the show for everyone to be able to roast it, and you can roast it, chime in on us, chime in with us. So, who knows, I might even join in. Just be mindful that You will have to sign off because I don't want nobody to think that we're bullying anyone or anything. This is all for all love and support and fun for this show, the podcast. I was thinking something like more along the lines of like what that said. It could be of like a. I was thinking like a TV monitor or something to show, like, you know, this is something that's consistently. So I want you guys to come back. I want to have it, can maybe give it that kind of feel of like, hey, you know, as of right now, it's bi-weekly, but we would love to have the show go, you know, more frequently. However, though, right now, it doesn't make sense for us to do it to that capacity yet. Who knows? In the future, we got all kind of things, you know, lined up and all kind of possibilities, but we won't know until we get to that point. And we can't get to that point and without your feedback and without your support. So that means you gotta engage you all. I really appreciate you all watching, but if you don't like. And if you don't subscribe and you don't share, then it's kind of like it stops there. And we're not stopping there. So we're here to keep going. We're here to keep promoting and keep building. And we're not going to stop when it comes to your brand either. So keeping that in mind, I was thinking about something like a megaphone, kind of like an announcement, like join us, maybe like having like a playfulness of, maybe playing with the logo, maybe show him interacting with the megaphone. As right now, I just kind of got it like a just a megaphone zoomed in, but I don't know, it could have some potential there. Then I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, stay creative with us, like turn on your light switch because we want you guys to come here and, you know, you don't have to like. Come here and stressed and thinking like, oh, what am I gonna have to do today? I just want to watch. Well, you're gonna bother to watch, but you're also gonna need to put on your thinking caps a little bit as well too, because you know, that's what we have brains for. Hey, so you know, we want to encourage you all to, you know, think a little bit more outside of the box, and it also encourages us to think more outside of the box. Because that, I also was thinking about the segment of the Q&A. So maybe like you know, like the zoomed in view of the mouth. You know, the tongue is a very powerful thing. So you have to be careful what you say and what you ask. But if you ask the right questions, it's so they say. I don't believe in, you know, so-called right questions. But if you do ask questions, we do encourage you. To do so because I said we're here to support and to we're here to give insight to everyone. Like we really are trying to build something here that is one of a kind. All right, and then last but not least, I have here Death Roast. So I was thinking maybe it being like a school picture kind of thing, like that whole old, maybe, or even like a Polaroid maybe, but I don't know how exactly which way I want to go yet, but that's the initial concept thought of I was trying to convey. When I started doing this, but ran out of time, so I didn't really write more about it or really draw more details. But yeah, those are what I have. So I'm going to put down on here numbers next to them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. 8 different designs. You tell me which directions you guys would like to see more pushed going forward in the future. Like I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Cool, man. I think that was pretty fun, to be able to get that out, At this time, I think we're going to transition to the next phase of the podcast. I just want to give a conclusion that I wanted to say thank you all for who are watching, those who participate faithfully. Thank you once again. This has been another episode of Designing Last. I know it's been a short one. However, though, hey, we're building. We've welcomed all those who want to be able to build with us, who want to network with us. We invite you all into our world of design, and thank you. Until next time, I'm Dev.Devin with Designer Labs. Peace! Design.